And while they got lucky because they didn't get the amount of rain that was predicted, which is about 4.5 inches, which would have been incredibly devastating, they got half of that, 2.5 inches, but that's still, in one day, the most that they usually get in an entire year. And they experienced flooding, roads were impacted, and his little town is actually now cut off from the greater region, so they can't really get in and out to get supplies.
And so that is, you know, that is of concern, especially in this community. We have a lot of older residents, a lot of retirees, folks in poor health.
So the area where he lives has just been through a lot so far in a short amount of time.
But for Brianna, the most striking thing that Patrick shared was a photo that he'd taken near his home.
I open my phone and he's in the middle of this glassy, crystal clear water surrounded by desert mountains in the morning. And he's smack in the middle of it, smiling in this little raft, holding a paddle with a hat on and just looking like he's living his best life.
I was boating on a small raft in an ephemeral lake that was formed by floodwaters in the middle of the desert outside Death Valley.
Normally, it's just a barren desert landscape, and now it looks like someplace you can go swimming and post up for the day.
So it's like beautiful and serene, and also, wow, why is this here? Is this alarming that this is here?
Yes, yeah. It's in the Mojave Desert, right? So when you think of a pristine, pretty large-looking lake that just formed in the middle of the desert in August in California, when temperatures are usually like, 110, 120 degrees, that's pretty wild to think about.
Today, what this strange lake in the desert and other recent disasters tell us about our new climate reality. Later in the show, we'll also hear about Brianna's new reporting from Maui, where residents say public officials ignored the threat of catastrophic wildfires, even after one struck the island in 2018.